I wonder if we could turn our Bibles, please, to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And we're going to read from verse 1 of the chapter. We're going to talk today, or going to speak on the subject of, is the COVID vaccine the mark of the beast? It's something that's been doing the rounds, and I saw some debate amongst people here from the province last night on the internet on this subject, and those are maintaining that it was the mark of the beast. So seeing it's doing the rounds, I think that it's something that we should think about and see what the Word of God has to say. So we're reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and beginning at verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his precious word afresh. Can we stand and change our positions and seek the Lord in a word of prayer? Our loving God and our gracious Father, we thank thee for thy word today. Lord, we come to think about mysterious things and things that are to come. And Lord, sometimes when we get into what thy word says about things to come, Lord, sometimes they can be confusing. But Lord, we thank thee that thou dost give the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and to guide us into all truth. And we pray that that might be the case. As we gather at thy feet today, we pray for a real sense of thy blessing and thy power to be upon us. Come and meet us at the point of our need. Draw us nigh to thee, pour out thy blessing, for it's in Jesus' precious name that we'd ask these things. Amen. Amen. Kanye West is described as an American rapper, singer, record producer, businessman, politician, and fashion designer. And if that wasn't just a lot of things to do, he has decided that he will become a Christian preacher. And he has now his own Sunday service that he has been running. And he has described himself as a Christian. He's professed Christianity. And he, around 2015, said, and I quote, "I will say that I'm spiritual. I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. And I will say that I fall short every day." And of course, if that statement is true, then that's wonderful that he has taken the Lord as his Savior. But his wife, Kim Kardashian, described West Christianity and his new birth experience in 2019. And she said, and I quote, "Kanye started this to really heal himself, and it was a really personal thing, and it was just friends and family. He has had an amazing evolution of being born again and being saved by Christ." So he speaks about healing himself, or she did, and about this evolution to being born again. And I just wonder about that statement. And I'm not going to judge anyone, and we shouldn't judge anyone. But I just wonder sometimes about some of these celebrities. And they are self, and I certainly wonder about him being a self-appointed preacher. But one of the things that this man, Kanye West, has been saying in his Sunday service is that he suspects that the COVID vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, is the mark of the beast. He claimed, and I quote, "It's so many of our children that are being vaccinated and paralyzed. So when they say that we're going to fix COVID is with a vaccine, I'm extremely cautious. That's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven." So he is saying quite clearly, which is true, if this is the mark of the beast, that it will stop us crossing the gates of heaven. Another man, the Reverend Albert Ikku, made claims in his service in the Ecclesia Fraternidad de Fe, which he founded in Miami, Dade County in the United States. And this man's controversial sermon made the headlines of the Miami Headline. And he told his congregation that the public health measures were a form of psychological conditioning. He said, "They're conditioning you, right? And what's interesting is, in various places you go, that they take your temperature. Where are they taking your temperature? On the forehead," Ikku said in Spanish, referring to the book of Revelation. And he concluded, "See how terrible." So what he's saying is that because people are sometimes, when your temperature is taken, it's taken on the forehead, that because the mark of the beast is either put in the forehead or in the right hand, he is aligning this with the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not speaking generally about the COVID vaccine, because there are issues with the COVID vaccine. People have issues about whether it's tested right, and issues about the fetal lines that are used to develop so many of the vaccines. And I would have some sympathy with some of those things. But what I want to do today is to ask the question as to whether this is the mark of the beast. Now, this has come even right into the very heart of government. There's a representative of the U.S. House of Representatives, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is prominent, and she has said that this is the biblical mark of the beast. And she asked the question, is this Biden's mark of the beast? She said, because that is really disturbing and not good. And even in the United Kingdom, this has been so much of a discussion point that it even has reached the papers here. And the Daily Express ran a piece not that long ago, April this year, and the headline was, Bible Prophecy, Experts Dismantle Claims That COVID Vaccine Is the Mark of the Beast. So you can see that this has become something that has even reached the newspapers, the daily newspapers like the Daily Express, and this has become a talking point. As I said last night, I saw some debate amongst Christians on the internet over this thing, and one person was saying, this is the mark of the beast, although they didn't seem to be able to understand the mark of the beast. And that's why I think that we need to deal with this, because the person that was debating obviously didn't understand what the mark of the beast is. Now, what is the mark of the beast? Well, we read here in Revelation chapter 13 about this. And in Revelation chapter 14, if you were to read on, verses 9 and 10 speak about the terrible consequences of receiving the mark of the beast. Just turn over to verses 9 and 10. And he said, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and the image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So that's very clear. That's what this man didn't understand. He thought that Christians could be deceived into taking the mark of the beast. But it makes it absolutely clear here that those that have the mark of the beast, they will drink of the wrath of God, and they will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So this is not something academic that we're talking about today. This is not something that is up there. If these things or anything is the mark of the beast, we need to know about it so that we can avoid it, because if it is the mark of the beast, then our soul's welfare depends on it. If because of what it says here, a child of God obviously cannot, will not take the mark of the beast. So let's just think about what it says here in the book of Revelation and other places about the mark of the beast. And what I want to assure you today is that this vaccine is not the mark of the beast. This is going round, and this is doing the rounds. And sometimes God's people get onto these things, and it really does harm to the cause of Christ when we begin to twist the word of God, and the word of God becomes twisted, and God's people are to be people of the book. And therefore, what we need to do is look at the book. We need to look at the Bible and see what the Bible actually has to say about these things. And when we do that, I think that it gets our minds and our hearts straight. So let's think about whether this COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast. There are a number of things just that I want to point out to you to assure you that it isn't. And the first thing is the timing of the mark of the beast. Look at Revelation chapter 13 and verse 6. It says there about the beast that he, chapter 13, maybe it's verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now, who is the he that causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead? Well, it's the beast that is described in the rest of the chapter. The beast is the Antichrist. So the Antichrist is the one who gives. You have to have a beast. You've got to have the Antichrist to give the mark of the beast. So we've got to ask ourselves the question then, does this beast, does this Antichrist exist in the earth today? If you've got to have, it's obvious then, he gives the mark. It's the mark of the beast. So he has to be here. He has to exist. He has to be what we'll show you. He has to be in power. And he has to be in the midst of all of his machinations as he gives this mark of the beast. So is he in the world today? Does the beast, as he's described, is what the Word of God describes here happening in the world today? Well, we read what we see here about this beast or the Antichrist. And I want you to see that this beast will have control of a good part of the world. We find that he rises up, he is a king, and he takes over from other kings. And we find that many of the countries of Western Europe, the old Roman Empire, as it were, will be brought together under the auspices of this beast. So he will have political power in the world when he gives this mark. Not only will he have political power, but he'll have religious control. Because in order for Satan's plans here to succeed, there has to be a religious structure to his kingdom. And the reason is that man is unable to exist without worship, or something to worship and revere. And God has placed a throne-shaped vacuum within the hearts of men and women and in the human heart. And the devil intends to occupy that throne-shaped vacuum. And he wants to make himself an idol and to make his man an idol. And we see that the Antichrist then will look for religious control and economic control. Look at Revelation chapter 13 and verses 16 to 18. It says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Some people are saying that because they're looking for COVID passports, and you have to show that you're either vaccinated or have had the disease, that you've some kind of immunity, to get into certain places of business, particularly in the South, in order to go to a cafe or a restaurant, you have to show your card that you've been vaccinated. And they're likening this to the fact that no man can buy or sell, save he that has the number of the beast. But I want you to see that this is not just a matter of that you can't get into this store or that store. This is a matter of the fact that you cannot buy or sell at all. So anyway, this Antichrist, this figure that is here, when he gives the mark of the beast, will have political control over large parts of Western Europe at least. He will also have a religious element to his kingdom, and it will be seen, and the people will bow down and worship the beast. And we see this power that is shown. Also, we read about a wonder that takes place. And it says in verse 3 here, "And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast." So, in order for the time when people received the mark of the beast, They will be wondering after this man or this person. He will be wounded. It will seem as if he is dead, or he may be dead. He is deadly wounded, but he is healed. And all the world says, it says, wonders after the beast. Now, has that happened? Is that taking place in our world? Have we seen this individual who is deadly wounded, is wounded so that it seems as if he is perishing or will perish, and then is healed, and people are wondering after? This is well known. This person is one who is prominent right there in the very headlines of the day. This man will be known because it says that all the world wonders after the beast. So this final Antichrist here that is being described, this beast, has to be in existence before the mark of the beast is given. Now, I wonder, do you see that in the world at the present time? Is there this individual who has had a deadly wound and is healed again? Is there this individual who has political control over most of the countries of Western Europe and also has religion in his name? Do we see that? Well, I say that the answer to that is no. And I think that each one of you know that the answer to that is no. So I say that the vaccine is not the mark of the beast because of the timing of the mark of the beast. The beast, the Antichrist, this man, this final Antichrist who is described here, has to be in the world. He will be motivated and empowered by the devil. He will be a man of evil and will expose himself as that in the end, although he'll come in with a smiling face. So we see something about the timing of the mark of the beast. But there's something else we should consider, and that's the type of the mark of the beast. There has been a lot of speculation about what the mark will be down through the years. There were those that speculated that when the Social Security system came in and everybody was given a number, some people speculated that that was the mark of the beast. There were those that said when credit cards came in and you had to have a number to use a credit card, that that was the mark of the beast. Now we have RFID implants, microchip implants. A lot of people have been speculating about that because in order to use these instead of, they're used instead of cash, a microchip is implanted wherever in your hand or probably in your hand, but the microchip is implanted and you use this like a credit card in order to buy and sell. And there's been a lot of speculation about whether that is the mark of the beast, and there's been a great deal of sensationalism around this. But let's see what the Word of God says about the mark of the beast. Well, look again at the text. That's what we need to do. Look at the text in Revelation chapter 13 and verses 16 to 18. It says, "They causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66." Now, look at that, and I want you to see the first thing there, that we're told that this is a mark. It's a mark. So RFID microchips are not going to qualify because they are under the skin. They are not seen. So if we're going to take this literally here, then it's a mark. It's a mark that can be seen. So that sort of rules out, it also rules out the virus, the vaccine, because that's not seen. This is a mark. Now, I know that maybe somebody has a mark left where it was given, but not many, I don't think. But it is a mark that everybody will have. Now, it's also a mark that is given in the forehead, or it will be in the forehead, or in the right hand. Now, there are many people getting the vaccine, but I don't think many of them have got it in the right hand or in the forehead. They might have got it in the right arm. I had mine in the left arm. But there are many people who are saying that it's the mark of the beast. But this is a mark in the forehead or in the right hand. So that sort of rules it out, unless somebody did get it in the right hand or in their forehead. But I very much doubted if somebody got an injection in their forehead. So you can see that. Now, there are people who would say that this is, where it speaks about the forehead and the right hand, it's a reference to the thoughts and to the actions. Thoughts, actions, head, hand. And I think probably there is something in that. However, I would think that this is literal, because it says that you cannot buy or sell without this. And that would indicate that it is a literal mark, and it is something that if you don't have it, that you're not able to buy or sell. If it is just thoughts and actions, I don't think that will fit in with what it is. Now, there are many who have thought about the number here, and it is a number. It's a number or a name. But it seems to be one number, the number 666, or the one name, the name of the beast. It's not a multitude of numbers. It's not an identity number. It's not a different number for everybody. It's one number that identifies you. It is the beast putting his mark upon you, and it seems to be one number. Now, people have speculated about this number 666, and the Hebrews had something called gematria, and that means simply that they would put a number against every letter of the Hebrew alphabet so that you could count up the numerical value of somebody's name. For example, Trump is 300 plus 100 plus 400 plus 40 plus 500, which makes the number of his name 1340. Or Biden is 2 plus 10 plus 4 plus 5 plus 50, which makes 61. That's the number of his name. There are two individuals in history, well, there are more than that, but two prominent ones, Caesar Nero and Bartholomew. Their names add up to 666. But they don't particularly, maybe Caesar Nero is a type of the Antichrist, but they don't fully match up to what it says. But then there's another thought, and that is the word that those that say, well, the number 7 in the scriptures is, and in Hebrew tradition, is the perfect number. So 6 is one less, comes short of 7. And there would be those that would say, well, this is what it means. It's coming short of the perfection that God would have. 6 tends to be the number of man, and I think that there is something in that. I don't know whether it's the whole story, but I think that there is something in that. It's interesting that the name Jesus in Hebrew gematria is 888, one more than perfection. And we think of the numbers, and there is something about these numbers that are given. But here is this number. 6 is the number of man. It's the number of coming short. And all of those things, I think, factor in to this whole thing. But we think here of this number that is given. But there's something else about the type of the vaccine that we should note. And that is that one of the characteristics of the mark of the beast that we take into account here is this factor of the fact that it is used for buying and selling. There's something about economics here. those that do not have the mark of the beast will not be able to do business at all. I know that we're talking about vaccine passports, as we mentioned, but as we say, this is making it completely almost impossible to do business. And the word used there in the book of Revelation is the word charagma in the Greek, which is the image of the emperor's head. It was put on old Roman coins and in old Roman documents, and that's the seal or the stamp of the ruler. And you couldn't do business without the seal or the stamp of the ruler. Today, even our own coins have the image of our queen upon them. So you have that, something of that carried down from those days. But the people in the days of the emperor worshipped the emperor, and this was how business was done under the auspices and under the let-so or say-so of the emperor. But even today in parts of the world, there is something like this. In Uzbekistan, for example, there's a term the Uzbeks use, which is term sodgan, and it refers to Christians. And it's a derogatory label to speak of Christians as outsiders. And the sodgans, the outsiders, the Christians, lose their ability to buy and sell, because no one wants to do business with them. And they're put under large financial strain because they are Christians. And I think that this is something that we see here in this portion of Scripture. But then also I want you to see that the number of the beast also is it has to do with worship. Look at Revelation 14 verses 9 and 10 again. And we read there, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." So again, I underline this, that this is something that is to do with worship and religion. And those that take the mark will be identified and will identify themselves as being against God. And it won't be that they will take this and not know it. It's not something, it's implied here that it's something that is received or taken deliberately. You will not be able to take this by accident. Taking the mark of the beast will be an intentional rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Look at verse 20 of chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. It says there, "And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." So this is something that will settle eternal destiny. This is something that you will not take by accident. It will be deliberate. You will know what you're doing. It's evident here that taking the mark of the beast, in fact, you will find in the book of Revelation that it also describes the mark of the Lamb. And the mark of the beast and the mark of the Lamb are held over against one another. The mark of the Lamb is obedience to him. It's loyalty to him. It is following him. I hope that you have the mark of the Lamb upon you today. But the mark of the beast is following the devil, following the things of wickedness. And it won't be that we will take it by accident. It speaks about those that are deceived, but it won't be that they will know, that it will be evident that you're following a false worship and a false Christ. It will be evident what is taking place. But look at the tragedy of the mark of the beast. It says that those that take this mark, it says that the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. The end of those that take this mark is not a pleasant one. Well, why would anybody want to take it? Well, it's the same reason that the world goes after the fads and fashions of the day, and why the madness that it seems to be upon our day and generation, it seems to gain traction, and that is that people want to be accepted. People want to go with the crowd, to do what everybody else wants to do. And that's why as God's people, we need to be a separate people. We need to be careful following the crowd and doing what everybody... You can well imagine that in that day, there will be propaganda that through the media, through whatever means there is in that day, through internet or whatever means they are, there will be an onslaught of this information. Oh, you will harm the economy. You will not be able to buy or sell unless you receive this mark. And don't be old-fashioned and don't be bigoted. And there will be that onslaught, and there will be those that will be deceived. But God's people will not be deceived. Why? Because we're told about it here in the Word of God. But what a tragedy for so many. Dear friend, you need to make sure that you are not deceived by the world's propaganda. Maybe you're listening to the world's propaganda today. Maybe you are going along with all of the fashions and fads of political correctness today. You are standing against the Word of God and the Bible and the preaching of it. Oh, dear friend, you need to make sure that you're following what is true. But look at the triumph over the mark of the beast. Look at Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So here is, it speaks there of the saints. And it speaks in the next verse, right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. What's that speaking of? Eternal bliss. Oh, they may kill us and rob us, and they may seek in every way to keep us from buying and selling. And it may be that God's people may starve and all of these things. But dear friend, in the end of the day, it says blessed or happy. Happy are the dead which die in the Lord. Why? Because there's an eternity. Because there is a time to come. There is something beyond, your friend. There is that spiritual realm. And you need to be ready for that spiritual realm. And you need to be ready for that day. We have said that the mark of the beast is obedience to Christ. Have you obeyed him? Have you obeyed his call to come and to cry and to call upon God for salvation and mercy? Oh, come to him today. Trust him as your Savior. Because in the end, God has the victory. And those that are his are on the victory side. And I bid you to come to that side and trust Christ today and accept him as your Savior. Receive his mark. Receive his new birth in your soul, in your heart, for his name's sake. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Our loving God and our gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee today for thy mercy. Lord, we think of what thy word warns us of. No, God, we recognize that there are many who get in their minds and their hearts about different things in this day. There's a lot of confusion, and the devil is creating confusion. But, oh God, we pray that we might stick by the book, that we might stand by what the Word of God has to say. And we thank that the Word of God says that there's a way of life, and a way of salvation, and a way of blessing to those that are in Christ. Lord, we pray that men and women may receive the mark of the Lamb today and have the blood applied to their hearts, to their souls. Be with us now. Separate us in thy fear and with thy blessing. Take us to our homes in safety and watch over us this day. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we'd ask these things. Amen. Amen.